ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 17 वाज कवर्ड यस्टरडे नो राइट इज इट आई एम इन ट्रबल ओके I will try to cover 17 and 18, I guess. Tata urdvam brahmacharyam dharyan ajuhot prabhuh trayodashabda sahasram अग्निहोत्रम् अखंडितम् तत ऊर्ध्वं ब्रह्मचर्यम् धारयन् अजुहोत् प्रभुः त्रयोदशाब्दसहस्रम् अग्निहोत्रम् अखंडितम् तथा ऊर्ध्वं ब्रह्मचर्यं धारयन् अजुहोत् प्रभुः त्रयोदशाब्दसहस्रम् अग्निहोत्रम् अखंडितम् तथा ऊर्ध्वं ब्रह्मचर्यं धारयन् अजुहोत् प्रभु त्रयोदशाब्दसहस्रम् अग्निहोत्रम् अखंडितम् Vaishnavis. Shanta Sahasrara. अग्निहोत्रम अखंडितम तथा देर आफ्टर ऊर्ध्वम आफ्टर मदर सीता इज गोइंग इन टू द अर्थ ब्रह्मचार्यम कंप्लीट सेलिबसी दार्यन ऑब्जर्विंग अजुहोत performed a ritualistic ceremony and sacrifice. Prabhu, Lord Ramchandra, Trayodas Abda Sahasram, for 13,000 years, Agnihotram, the sacrifice known as Agnihotra Jagya, Akhanditam, without ceasing. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Now this, there is no purport on this 18, is that right? I don't have it here. So keep going. I see. 19 has a big purport, but translation. After Mother Sita entered the earth, Lord Ramchandra observed complete celibacy and performed an uninterrupted Agnihotra Jagya for 13,000 years. Of course, this sloka has a commentary by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and he's writing here that then Ram, along with the inhabitants of Ayodhya, performed his disappearance pastime. So now I'm going to read text 19 myself, is that right? Okay. Smaratam ridi vinyasya vidam dandaka kantakai swapada pallavam Rama Atma-jyotir agatataha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramchandra, whose lotus feet were sometimes pierced by thorns when he lived in Dandakaranya, placed those lotus feet in the hearts of those who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikunth planet beyond the Brahma Jyoti. Purport. The lotus feet of the Lord are always a subject matter for meditation for devotees. Sometimes when Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest of Dandakaranya, thorns pricked his lotus feet. The devotees, upon thinking of these, would faint. The Lord does not feel pain or pleasure from any action or reaction of this material world. But the devotees cannot tolerate even the pricking of the Lord's lotus feet by a thorn. This was the attitude of the gopis when they thought of Krishna wandering in the forest with pebbles and grains of sand pricking his lotus feet. This tribulation in the heart of a devotee cannot be understood by karmis, jnanis or yogis. The devotees who could not tolerate even thinking of the Lord's lotus feet being pricked by a thorn were again put into tribulation by thinking of the Lord's disappearance. For the Lord had to return to his abode after finishing his pastimes in this material world. The word Atma-jyoti is significant. The Brahma-jyoti, which is greatly appreciated by jnanis or monistic philosophers who desire to enter it for the liberation, is nothing but the rays of the Lord's body. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanta koti koti swasesha vishudhati vibhuti bhinam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tam Aham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, his absolute, complete, and unlimited, and displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. The Brahma Jyoti is the beginning of the spiritual world, and beyond the Brahma Jyoti are the Vaikunth planets. In other words, the Brahma Jyoti stays outside the Vaikunth planets, just as the sunshine ray stays outside the sun. To enter the sun planet, one must go through the sunshine. Similarly, when the Lord or His devotees enter the Vaikunth planets, they go through the Brahma Jyoti. The jnanis or monistic philosophers, because of their impersonal conception of the Lord, cannot enter the Vaikunth planets, but they also cannot stay eternally in the Brahma Jyoti. Thus, after some time, they fall again to this material world. Aruhya kṛṣṇena param padam tatha patanti adho anādra yuṣmat angrayaḥ. Śrīmad Bhāgavatam 10.2.32. The Vaikunth planets are covered by the Brahma Jyoti, and therefore one cannot properly understand what those Vaikunth planets are unless one is a pure devotee. Now I will also read, there is a commentary by Śrīla Vaśvanātha Chakravarti Thakura. I will read that on this sloka. He places his lotus feet, his feet pierced by the thorns in the hearts of devotees not situated in Ayodhya. Let them faint, being pierced by thousands of thorns in their hearts. Thus it seems Ram did not have compassion for them. This is an example of Vyahasruti. Criticism means meant as praise. He attained his own spiritual abode beyond the material realm, where there is his own light, not that of Maya. So we are here hearing for last chapter and this chapter about the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. And this is 9th canto. We will be coming to the 10th canto soon. So this canto is preparing us to the 10th canto. Of course, all first canto, 9th canto. But in the previous verses, we heard about Sita Devi. Lord Ram is, Sita Devi is again leaving Lord Ram, going to the ashram of Valmiki. And then Sita Devi is entering in the earth. This is the Lord Chaitanya has taught us about in the separation, performing the devotional service, remembering the Lord's in the separation of the Lord. That is what Lord Chaitanya has taught us. Now in the previous verses we also read that Lord, it seems to be a, in the separation of the Lord, it seems to be a very difficult situation externally. But these previous purports of the last 2-3 purports are bringing us to understanding that it's actually a bliss. Because if we go to the 10th canto, we see that Lord takes a birth in the Kamsa's prison, and right away he leaves his parents, Devaki and Vasudeva. Right there they are in separation. Right? Then when the Lord performs his pastimes in the Braj, He goes to the cow to herd his cows, calves and the cows, and the, all the gopis and all, everybody is feeling separation, Vipralamba. Then, after that, sometimes after performing pastimes, Lord leaves for Mathura. Akrura comes and takes Krishna and Balarams to Mathura. So again, here all the Brajvasis feeling the separation from the Lord. Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and all the cowherd boys and all the cowherd girls. So, externally, it seems to be, what kind of Lord is this? The Brajvasis, who has, they know no other than Krishna. Either they are in a difficult situation, or they are in bliss, in presence of Krishna. They always want to, 24 hours, they were always wants to please Krishna, serve Krishna. That is their relationship with the Lord. So, in the external world, people would think that if I have a relationship with the Lord, how is it that Lord just put in this difficult situation to all the Brajvasis? How is that He just lives like that? But we will hear in the, from the 10th canto that that is the highest bliss. There is a manifest, prakat and aprakat lila. Manifest and unmanifested lilas. So while Lord is here in Vrindavan, it is manifested lila, we can see it. Lord doesn't leave Vrindavan. Padam na gachati. He is always in Vrindavan. But he is in aprakat lila, and just by Brajvasis are thinking about it, because they are always thinking of the Lord anyhow, 24 hours. That's their life. Always thinking of Lord. Always pleasing Lord. Either whether it is a dasya, sakya, vatsala, whatever it is, conjugal. They just want to please the Lord. And when Lord is absolute, so when you think about the Lord, Lord is there. See? Lord is always there. But He wants us to think about the Lord. He wants us to think about Him. So when the Brajvasis are thinking about the Lord, He is there. He is always there. So internally, They all are in the bliss. See? They are happy, blissfully. And that's what we learn from their understanding, from them we learn also ourselves in our lives. That we think of the Lord all the times. And we know the process starts with the thinking, feeling and willing. So, if you think about the Lord, always, Lord is with us. This is what in this purport also is saying, that devotees who are thinking of the Lord, Lord is within the heart, Lord is there within the heart, but unfortunately, our mind doesn't want to think about the Lord all the time. And that's why we are not able to perceive the Lord within our heart. So here it mentions, the Lord Ramchandra is mentioned in the purport, that they were thinking of the Lord, and Lord is putting His lotus feet within the heart. So our heart, by thinking of the Lord, by engaging in the service of the Lord, our heart is becoming cleansed, and our heart is becoming like a throne, Vyasasana. Lotus. And we want to have in this lotus of our heart, we want the Lord to see it. We want Lord to see it within our heart. And that's what 11th canto says, that before we see the Lord outside, first we're going to see Lord within our heart first. See? So here, now, in the Ramayana usually people blame that why, what kind of Lord is this, Lord Ram, that he banished Sita? This question is always asked, that why Lord has to banish Sita? The washerman, the dhobi, you know, the person who was, Lord was in the cognito, and he hears some guy is talking, is chastising his wife because she was out somewhere, because she couldn't cross the river and she stayed. So she said that, he said that you stayed out, so now you cannot accept. And he gives the example just like Ram, king, our king, he accepted Sita, but I'm not going to accept Sita. See? So law here, question is always asked, why would Lord Ram banish Sita? But that is not the reality. Reality was that the Sita herself left because she wanted to take care of Lord Ram's fame as a king. So actually Sita had left. Sita said, I rather leave. If the people keep talking in the Ayodhya about my husband, who is a king, I would rather leave. So actually she left. You know. And then of course, all the Ayodhyavasi, they wanted her to go through the Agni Pariksha, you know, test. And then after that, also after when she returned, when the love and Kush came, and after that also when Sita, also at that time also some of them were not happy about it. So she was fed up. She said, this is enough of my pastimes now. I would just now enter in the earth. So actually Lord was feeling that separation. Lord Ram was feeling the separation. And that is the feelings. Whole our movement is based on the feelings. Read all Chaitanya Charitamrita pastimes. It's all based on the feelings with each other. Feelings with other devotees, expressing our feelings to other devotees. But unfortunately, the mind starts to think in other way around. Instead of having the loving relationship, mind has a tendency to think something else, and it forms into lust. And then what happens? Because of that lust, we don't express our feelings. But here we are learning that we have our feelings, and we need to express our feelings. But unfortunately, because this feelings is thinking is the wrong direction, that feeling is also in a wrong way expressed. So that is what the previous verse was, verse 17 was mentioning about it, that the man and the woman, the two times it was mentioned in this 17th verse was the fear. Why was a fear? Because when the sense gratification, when the senses are not satisfied, then what happens? Because we are the persons in the material world, the sense gratification is, people are afraid that my sense gratification will be taken away. That is the fear. When person contemplating the object of the senses, probably the lust, and lust, anger. Now anger and fear are both on the same coin. Just like a dog is barking. When someone comes close near to that place. Dog is not just barking because he is defending, but dog is also afraid. And because dog is afraid, he wants to make a big noise and bark. So in this 17th verse it was mentioned fear two times because, and it mentioned by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that this is applied even to the demigods, but not applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra. It doesn't apply to that. Because on the spiritual platform, he says this, there is no unhappiness. Bliss. Always happy. Always blissful. See? So, even the demigods, they are also afraid. They are also fearful because their their gratification also will be taken away. That's what people are afraid in the material world. When they are fearful, they are afraid. Now, think of Srila Prabhupada. How much Srila Prabhupada had feelings? So much feelings, so much love, out of love. His feeling was loving feeling. Love was pouring out from his heart. That's why at the age he comes, at this later age, at the age of 70 he comes. And he was pouring out his love, his feelings to see that everybody in the material world is suffering. And that's what the love was emanating from his heart. And that's why everybody was getting attracted to him. So, we are learning from this. We also have to have that by the process, following the process, sadhana bhakti, we have that love. That love will emanate from our hearts too as the time goes. It will. People will get attracted. And people get attracted. We know when we go for preaching, people get attracted. Even though we might be not sent person pure, might be not, but that people get attracted by seeing the devotees. So this is what we need to learn among the devotees. Sometimes we have a tendency to think woman is Maya for the man, and man is thinking, and woman is thinking man is Maya. But that is a wrong conception. Because we are covered, we think that way, but in the devotee's society, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to come to the higher platform. Come to that platform, and we will come by having faith in the process given by Srila Prabhupada. We will come to that platform. We will. That's the faith we should have. That by following the process which is given by this great personality, we will see. See? And we have made a mistake in our society. We know that previously. And that's why we make a mistake, and that's why we lose many great personalities. from the society. So we respect each other, we express our feelings with understanding that, and this applies in the family, in our personal family, our own family life also. That everybody is there, and my family is also, they are part and parcel of the Lord, and they are meant to serve the Lord. And that was the feeling was is in the Braj, in Brajvasi's life. Same in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Everybody is meant to serve the Lord in a different relationship there with the Lord. So here, Lord Ramchandra is going to now enter in his, he wind up his pastimes, but still Lord Ram is there, and as it mentioned that devotees who will be thinking of the Lord Ram, serve Lord Ram, follow the instruction of the Lord Ram, then Lord is, his lotus feet are within that devotee's heart. And that is always there, all the time. Okay? Any questions? Any comments? Yes.
At the end of the day, when I've done all my thinking, feeling, and willing, if it's not lined up with Srila Prabhupada's thinking, feeling, and willing, it sometimes it's a waste of time. You know? I don't know. Because I'm not so pure.
Well, something which is natural, we are, according to our karmas, according to our past activities, we have taken the birth, we have family, we have, you know, society, we are in society, and thinking and feeling, we thinking, feeling, willing, is thinking is always there, right? We cannot artificially stay, no, because you know I cannot, I can stop thinking. That's not going to happen. Thinking will be there. See, so what, as you said, we wanna redirect those thinking towards Krishna, towards instruction given by Srila Prabhupada. And of course, it's a gradual process. It's not overnight process. We are sadhaka. See? So sometimes, and of course, we are bombarded with so many material waves. So those outside material waves are bombarding us to think, not think of Srila, not think of Krishna, but think something else. And because, and of course in the Kali Yoga you said that thinking is there, but as long as thinking is not put into action, thoughts will come in the mind, but we try to ignore that thought and replace with it, with a Krishna conscious thought. See? I mean, for the young boy, the young girl is a natural attraction, he will might be start thinking of that girl. But if he wants to be Krishna conscious, he will have to replace that thought. And with the knowledge, but from the scripture, he will have to think that she is also a part and parcel of Krishna. She is meant to serve Krishna. See? So we are in the, I mean, we all are in the hospital. Let's face the reality. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that. Someone has a disease of cancer, someone has a disease of fever, someone has typhoid, someone has malaria. So different, we all are have a different, come with different anarthas. And Maya is so expert, says she will, Maya will pierce you at your the point where you have that weakness. We all individual have the different anarthas, and Maya will pierce that on that point of weakness. That's where we need a help. That's where we take the shelter of the holy name instead of the association of other devotees in the society to get help. See? So, yeah, thinking is there, and we contemplate, but bad part is as we contemplate on thinking more and more on the sense of the object, then we feel about it. And then with that feeling we put into action. The same is applied in the spiritual world. We think about Krishna, we feel about, because thinking of Krishna means Krishna is there. In the material world you think about someone or some person, he or she might be not there. But here when you think of Krishna, Krishna is there. And you feel about him. You feel it. That's what the feelings gopis had. When Krishna leaves, goes from Vrindavan to Mathura, that's their feeling, thinking. He's there. He's there. We will read in the 10th canto, gopis' separation from Krishna. Because he's absolute. He's there. And then, of course, we want to serve. Put into action, we serve. I hope that clarifies, answers the question. Any other questions? Thank you, Hare Krishna.